Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to talk about handling freight issues, dealing with shipping, things like that. So when it comes to high-ticket dropshipping, yes, the products are usually pretty big, so you have to deal with a lot of different freight issues and shipping costs and things like that, a lot of back and forth that goes on there. And so it's really good and important to be prepared for this before you get into it. And when you're in it, you got to really understand how to optimize the whole process from your end of it, from your supplier's end of it, for your customer's end of it as well. So let's talk about a few things here. Number one is, when you first upload products to your site, the supplier's price guide is going to probably have an MSRP and a MAP pricing, which stands for minimum advertised price. But it may or may not have shipping costs in there, because sometimes suppliers, they will charge a flat rate shipping to you. Sometimes they don't. And they just charge basically what their costs are, or they always calculate shipping then add a margin to it, something like that. Every supplier is different, so it really just depends on the supplier. Now, when you're uploading products to your site and it is a big product and shipping by freight is required, you have to be really careful, because let's say it's a $500 product and it's fairly big, and so freight is going to cost a couple hundred dollars. So if you sell that product at $500 and let's say the margin normally is like $150 on it or something like that, and that $200 freight then, and you try to do free shipping, well, you're going to lose money on the order, right? So you have to be careful, and you have to make sure that you establish what the delivery charges are going to cost on your end of it before you go about selling your product. We always like to offer free shipping on our stores, but sometimes it's just not practical. One way to avoid that is to just raise the price, and you can do that, and I've seen that a lot. So like, instead of charging $500, you charge $700 and with free shipping, and then you're working the shipping costs into it, you're still making a margin, everything's good. The only problem with that is that you're advertising in Google Shopping, and when you advertise at a price like $700 and your competitor is right next to you advertising at $500, it's way more likely they're going to click on your competitor's listing. So because of that, we usually still keep our regular price at the MAP price, and then we charge shipping as an extra line item on the product page. So how do you do that? Well, you have to first of all determine if the supplier charges a flat rate fee no matter where it ships. That's easy enough, obviously. You just put that flat rate fee on your website. And I usually charge a small margin on top of that. But you have to check your competitor's site. You want to be competitive still. So, if the product is like $1,000 and shipping cost a flat rate fee to you of $250, then check your competitor's site, see if they're charging $250, $270, $280, $300, that kind of thing. Just match what your competitors do, okay? You don't have to beat them, just match them. You're going to beat them in a lot of other ways. So as far as price goes, you don't want to lower your price. It just sort of leads to, lower profitability for your business, generally speaking, in the long run. So I usually try to beat my competitors on value and match their price. Okay, so I still am a profitable business. Now, with that said, if the supplier is going to charge you shipping that's different, depending on where it ships to, it's a little bit more complicated, especially if their product line includes different sizes of products. So if like one of their products is a smaller product, yet another product is quite big, they're going to do different shipping weights, different cubic centimeter sizes, different shipping classes, basically. So it's going to cost more or less to ship to the same location. So for every class that it falls under, that particular product, so you have to determine that first, and then you have to determine what is the least amount that someone would pay. In other words, like shipping from the same one city to the same city, and this is of course coming from the supplier's warehouse. So first of all, determine where the supplier's warehouse is. Usually it's always best if they're like in the Midwest somewhere, because then it's pretty much even. But if they're in New York or LA or Seattle or Florida or something like that, then shipping is going to be drastically different, right? If someone orders from the warehouse's city or from across the country. So you have to kind of figure that out. So what I usually do is try to figure that out. So get the cost that it would cost to ship to the same city, the cost it would cost to ship, somewhere fairly far away, and then really far away, like the farthest away that someone could order from your website to ship to. That's still domestic. Like for instance, as an example would be if a bike that I sold on, you know, my Fixie store back in the day, shipped to LA, it would cost like $20-$25 to ship it. So we would charge them like $30. But if it shipped to Ohio, it would cost, you know, $40 or $50. So we charge them like $50 or $60. If it shipped to New York or to Maine or to Florida, it would cost, you know, $70 or $80. So we charge them like $80 or $90, right? So that's usually how we would set things up. And you have to kind of do a similar thing for your freight. And your freight's going to be more expensive. So depending on the class of the product, you have to figure out exactly how much it's going to cost to ship to one area versus another, and then have those as variants added to your product. Because on a product page, you can add variants, especially in Shopify. It's really easy. Just make a shipping thing in certain states or certain regions, and then make them choose that as they go to order the product. And of course, it's really easy that way. So pretty much the easiest way to handle it is that way. You can, of course, make more add-ons for fast delivery. I always recommend doing that, like expedited processing, that kind of thing. For instance, if your manufacturer takes normally 7 to 10 working days to build a product and ship it out, well, then you can say normal shipping, you know, processing time is 3 to 4 weeks. And if you'd like expedited service, you know, you can pay $250 or something like that. And then they're going to pay the $250, where the normal time is still, you know, that same time. And then if they don't pay the $250, then their expectations are really low. So you'll over deliver on them and get them their product faster. So that's usually a really cool way to make some extra money there. Just make sure that, you know, you're playing it safe with the supplier. As far as that goes, make sure you're in communication with them and know exactly what their shipping and processing times are and all that stuff. And then, you know, everything else is pretty normal. And, you know, always, you know, have add-ons, because like sometimes, for instance, with freight deliveries, if you want something shipped curbside, you're going to have to order a lift gate, which is a separate thing. So basically the way freight works is it picks up from a warehouse. Usually there's a loading dock at the warehouse, and you know, the item will be palletized and then put onto the freight truck. And the freight truck does not have a lift gate. It goes to another warehouse somewhere that has a loading dock, and it will be taken off the loading dock and put into that warehouse. And if the customer, the end consumer, has some sort of location with a loading dock, it's actually a lot cheaper to ship to that location. So if the customer is at their house or somewhere else that does not have a loading dock, which is pretty common, then there's usually an extra fee to arrange for a local courier who has a lift gate on the back of their truck, so that they can then put the product onto that truck. And then at the customer's house, the lift gate will lower the product to the ground. They'll palletize, push it over to the curb, and then it's called curbside delivery. So you'll want to make sure that you charge that, like lift gate, curbside delivery, that kind of thing. If you get charged by your supplier for that, you want to charge extra for that. And then the other thing you can do is white glove delivery. So you can always look and see if your suppliers offer white glove delivery, and offer that as an upsell, of course. And if not, then maybe there's a third-party company that offers it. Really depends on the niche and the product and how much there is to do with, like, you know, moving it into the house, installing it or assembling it. You know, some niches have a target market that is older, and on the very old target markets, they have less of an ability to actually move things around themselves. So that's going to be more important to have some sort of white glove delivery option available, or maybe the supplier will, like, ship it completely assembled or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. On products where you have to have them installed into your home or something like that, like there's definitely an installation process. Usually the supplier is going to sell it to a contractor, and the contractor sells it to the customer. So you selling it direct to the customer, you have to make it clear that they need to be hiring a local contractor in order to actually be able to have that installed correctly. So maybe have a resource on your website, like a blog post on how to find a local contractor and stuff like that. You can refer your customers to that, make that an automated thing in an email sequence or something, or, you know, maybe make that a part of your phone call follow-up process when somebody orders from your site, that kind of stuff. And you just want to make sure that the customer is prepared, okay? Because like high ticket dropshipping is not super simple. Low ticket dropshipping is super simple, right? You buy a phone case, it's a phone case. You just put it on your phone. You can sell 1,000 of those, and you really don't need to have a whole lot of information about delivery. But high ticket means big products usually, and big products mean complicated products also. And, you know, these are very, very complicated products usually, and so they require extra knowledge and understanding for the delivery and the assembly installation process. So keep this in mind, guys, before you get into it and what you're going to be prepared for. And make it part of your research process. I go over this in my Niche Hacks course, High Ticket Dropshipping Niche Hacks, which you can find at ecommerceparadise.com/nichehacks. And in that course, I actually talk about looking at all your competitors' site and extracting all the information you possibly can about the niche, the FAQs and stuff like that, so that you're prepared for what you're going to have to deal with in that niche if you decide to go into it yourself. So if you're interested in that, go there right now. It's on sale for $47. The entire course is 9 modules long, and I'm constantly adding to it as well. And if you guys are interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping, you can go get my free niches list, ecommerceparadise.com/niches, and my free mini course, ecommerceparadise.com/mini course. And if you want a step-by-step course to actually teach you how to launch and scale your store, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and sign up today. And if you're an investor or you're just looking to get someone to build out your store for you, we actually have a custom store build service called the Turnkey High Ticket Dropshipping Store Build Service, and you can find that at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. You just apply for the application, have a quick phone call, make sure you're a good fit for us, and we can definitely work with you. So let us know if you guys have any questions, and definitely subscribe to the channel and tell your friends about this, share it, and leave a review on the iTunes podcast, please, if you could, and greatly appreciate it. And also, if you got value, definitely go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And yeah, let me know where you guys are from. Drop a comment in the YouTube video as well if you can. All right, thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.